to come as well. Amen. And we have a special guest in the house. You are familiar with her. Her name is Pastor Diane. And it's so good. It's so good to have you back, Pastor Diane. And I know, you know, during that time, has it been 6 weeks or more? It has been. And we've been praying for you. You want to share just something maybe God showed you during that time? Or if you could come up, however you want to do it. That's the best.
Okay. It's hard to put it into words when God does something so deep, and I had so much time to lay down on the couch, to sit on the couch, to rest, and I kept asking God what he was doing. And I still can't put it into words, but I know that God is with us, and I know that God was taking me deeper. You know, this is a time for my husband and I to transition, and it's hard, but it's beautiful. And we're so happy with the way things are going, and the Spirit of God being here, and the church so strong. I feel like we're being rewarded for all our years. And we see, you know, we feel the presence of God and the joy of the Lord on everyone. And that is our strength. Amen. Thank you so much. I love each and every one of you. I'm getting to know you, those of you that I've never known before, getting to know you more and more and falling in love with you deeper and deeper. Amen.
Amen. Good back there. Praise God. So good, so good, so good. Thank you, thank you. And for those who maybe are new, Pastor Pagarella and Pastor Eugene and Pastor Diane have been the pastors here for many, many years. I won't tell you how long they've been here. Well, I will. It's close to 50 years. They came here when they were 10 years old. And we have the honor of transitioning my wife, Miriam, who's probably in Children's Church. Amen. But I have another special person here. Oh, let me have that mic. I'm sorry, Pastor. Thanks. Forgot. And it's Pastor Barry. And I got to tell you, personally, me, it'd probably be almost impossible to do and to direct this whole event without Pastor Barry. And Barry and I are really brothers. And we you know, we met in the early 70s. I was 10 years old, he was 16, and part of the Smith family. We kind of adopted him into our family. He's been with us ever since. And I just want to pass it back just to share something with all of y'all. And
can't give a preacher a mic, you understand? You know what I mean? Folks, I don't know. If you weren't here yesterday, you missed something. If you weren't here, you missed something. God moved. God really moved. We first got here, where's that? People were coming. They didn't stop coming. I've been doing this with him for 35 years. Outreach. That's my gift. Well, him, he trained me. So it's my gift. I was the outreach director when I was at Teen Challenge. I've been all over the world taking what he's given me and sharing the love of God. And I was able to share that here yesterday. God showed me something. I just want to read this scripture. And I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to read the scripture. Here you go. It's coming out of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But you, Full Gospel Destiny Church, Pastor Jimmy, Pastor Lindell, Pastor Pag, whom I've chosen, your descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took from the ends of the earth, and from the farthest corner I called you. And I said, you are my servant. I've chosen you, and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I'll uphold you in your right hand. Folks, Our baby brother's been through some stuff in these last few years. And folk ain't been folk for him. But you've come to love him and to accept him and his wife, and here's your pastor. But you don't know, folks, you got a gem. You got a gem here. You will be full, because the love coming out of him will affect other people, and it'll affect you. And I'm asking you, you know who needs it in your family, in your neighborhood. Go share the gospel.
Come on.
Go share the gospel. That's the secret. The gospel and sharing it. That's the love of Jesus. I'm over 70. I still got a few more years God's given me. I ain't finished yet. Get behind your pastor.
Amen.
Get behind your church. Let's go forward. Amen? God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Barry. I got back. I want to take up an offering for Pastor Barry today. And he does outreaches all over. And he's a part of our church. And we'll support him and we'll raise him up as one of our missionaries, Pastor Pat. And we want to sow into his heart. Came here last week. 5 straight days we were preparing for this with him. We've been preparing a little longer. And side by side, a lot of preparation. And we want to sow into his ministry. If you have a check, you could write it out to Full Gospel. Right, Pastor? And if you have cash, we'll transition that into one gift. I put up a basket right here. And a basket right here. And what we're going to do is ask you to stand now. And we're going to pray. Whatever's on your heart, be generous, please. We want to send them back with a blessing. We flew them up here. You know, we got to fly them back home. And then after you give, just say, greet one another. Greet one another in the Lord, okay? Amen? We've got visitors and about 7 people. So let's pray. Lord, bless Pastor Barry's ministry and mission. His body, soul, and spirit. Lord, I thank you for his strength that over 70 years old, almost 75, close to it. And the joy and the rejuvenation, that comes out of him, and the zeal. God, we thank you for that spirit of Caleb, Lord, that's in his heart. And I pray a blessing as we sow. Lord, let us bless him today through our church. Amen. Come bless, and then take a couple of minutes to just greet somebody. Tell them you love them in Jesus. God bless you. Hey, what a blessing.
I missed you yesterday, aww, but here I am.
I want to introduce you over here. Come here, Tim. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see.
Tell Andy, Mike. All right. Hello. Amen. Come on up, grab a seat. I want to share a word with you this morning. Could you guys turn with me to a scripture that you love, I love? Actually, I'm not sure. Yesterday, I did mention it yesterday on our pre-service before anybody came at about 11 o'clock. We had a prayer time. And this is our theme I'll share with you. Stand up, Ron. We just want to pray for all of you and ask God to touch us. You could turn, if you'd like, to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, Matthew 5:14. I'm going to try something. I see here a little hum. So turn that off. Matthew 5:14, and I'll explain a little more about that. Such a powerful scripture. I'm going to read 14 to 16. But our text, as Andy's going to put it up there with the he'll be putting it up there, is really from verse 16. The thrust of this message, and I'll share more about verse 16. Here's what Jesus said to you, to me, and to the world, and to everybody that lives. He said, you are the light of the world. Amen? And he said, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Here's the thrust of the message. And really the thrust of what Jesus is getting to. He is just preparing something that's so powerful. He says this to all of us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father in heaven. Can somebody say amen to that? Hallelujah! Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you anoint us and touch us and fill us and keep shining through us, I pray. Help us to get all the stuff that blocks it off. Help us, Lord. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, do a fresh new thing in all of our lives, I pray. In Jesus' name, everybody said?
Amen.
Come on, somebody, everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Tell your neighbor. Wait, I'm going to tell you a title. Here's the title. You ready? It was yesterday. Keep shining. Tell your neighbor, keep shining.
Keep shining.
Amen. You may be seated. I'm not sure if this went off. Wait, did the laptop go off, Andy? There she is. All right, good. All right, so he'll get that up. And let me just say a few things, but I'll hold off for a moment because, you know, like I said, as we were setting up yesterday, I just said, man, let it shine, let it shine. So the title of my message is Keep Shining. He'll get that title up. But here's the subtitle. You ready for the subtitle? Take the shade off. Tell your neighbor, take the shade off. Amen. I know, Pastor Pat, you had shades on yesterday, right? And I thought, when I saw you, I said, man, why did I bring my shades? Yeah. Sometimes you need some shade, amen? And so all I can say is just keep shining. I gotta tell you, we shined yesterday. But, you know, think about what you're shining with. What did we shine with yesterday? We shined with love. We shined with hope. We shine with destiny. We shine with goodness. We shine with peace. We shine with revelation. We shine with prosperity. We shine with success in Christ. We shine with strength. We shine with hot dogs, hamburgers, cotton candy. Come on, somebody. Ices, empanadas, all kinds of stuff. Come on. Every one of you are shining. Woo. I mean, we shined, didn't we? Hallelujah. We were shining, especially you guys that don't have the hair like Barry. He was shining yesterday. He's still shining. Look at the top of his head. Still shining. Sometimes I got to go wear sunglasses when I hang out with him. Anyway, you know, I love this song. Help me. Ready? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. Come on, stand up. I'm gonna let it shine. Come on, somebody. This little light. Oh, where's my keyboard player? I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Somebody needs to help me. Shine all over Copeg. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over Copeg. I'm going to let it shine. Come on, Joe. Shine all over Copac. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it. We ain't finished yet. You ready? Come on. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine all over where? Long Island. Shine all over Long Island, I'm going to let it shine. Come on. Shine all over Long Island, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over Long Island, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, hold on, hold on. You can keep yamming. You ready? Don't sit. I want you to think of somebody or something you need to let your light shine on. Now, you might have a boss that is all over your case, and it says you could put some ashes and coals on them. We'll just talk some shining. Your family, your friends, whatever it is. You ready? Are you ready? Let's say it one more time. Listen to the line. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Come on, y'all. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Whatever you want. Shine all over my family, I'm going to let it shine. Whatever it is with you. Shine all over my family, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over my family, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Give your neighbor a high five. Tell him keep shining, keep shining. You guys are awesome. Let's hear it for the Destiny Full Gospel Worship Band. They didn't know I was going to say that. I didn't even tell them. I forgot. So my throat is a little raspy because I was yelling yesterday at these people to get saved. Anyway, that's what I had to sing. You didn't know that I was using it to warm up my vocal cords. Wasn't that awesome? Come on. Keep shining. So let me share a few things with you. I don't want to hold you too long. I want to just share just a simple word, you know. And last night when I got home, me and Barry were conked out. I forget what we had for dinner. We had something. I don't know. Oh, lasagna. We had some serious lasagna and garlic bread, and we were gone. We went sleeping. Amen. But I want to share this with you because God gave me this message yesterday. You know, I'm always thinking, oh, my gosh, you're going to be up late at night because, you know, I work hard on the messages and all that. And the Lord just gave me this simple message yesterday. Sometimes I find that simple messages become profound. So let me share with you because I want to just talk about the acronyms of light. How many know what I'm talking about? Can I use L for something that's so beautiful that I saw or that you saw yesterday? I use the word L for love never fails. Come on, amen. How many know what I'm talking about? And I got to share this with you that, you know, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you know, God always comes through. He never fails. He never fails you. We even sang it today. Amen. And you know what? How awesome is it that God has designated an entire chapter? Stop, hold, just shut everything down. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he shares about the love, of God. And you know the scriptures because it says this, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. How many here know a whole lot of Christians make a whole lot of noise and do a whole lot of nothing? Tell your neighbor, he ain't talking about us. And then, although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, you got nothing. Amen? So if you don't got love, you got nothing. Amen? You got all the knowledge in the world. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Are you hearing me? And so what did we do yesterday? We showed the love of Jesus Christ to our community. Come on, amen. And I love when he goes on, he gives 16, it's, I think it's 14 or 16 definitions and attributes of love. Apostle Paul being inspired by the Holy Ghost. He says this, and he says, love suffers long, is kind, love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave brutally, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not seek evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and he concludes, love never fails. Come on, somebody! Oh, I could share so many beautiful testimonies that people got rocked out of their world. It's just too long, I'll save them. Where I simply grabbed somebody and cursing us out, mocking us. I remember 110th Street years ago, and it was Ramon. Remember Ramon? I haven't shared that. I'll go a little more deeper. But I'm out there preaching. We're doing the gospel, sharing the gospel. Ramon comes up to me. I'm exhausted. And he starts cursing me out. Who do you think you are? You no good, manababa, coming up here in 110th Street trying to tell us about, you need to pack your bags out. And you need to blah, 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 and all that other stuff. And finally, I looked at him. And I grabbed him. And I said, Ramon, what? You want to know why we're here? He goes, why? Because I love you. And I got to go. And I booked. I'm not kidding. He had a bandana. He had one shoelace up. You know, he had one snook down. You know, he was scarf on his back. And he was kicking it. And all of a sudden, I'm setting something up, setting the stages up. Later, getting ready to go. All of a sudden, I hear a knock on my shoulder. I looked. I said, oh, it's Ramon. I said, my mind goes, don't tell me you were going. He goes, can I just hang out with you? I said, of course you can. Come on, somebody. Ramon got radically saved, born again. I'm so grateful. I didn't try to pull out the 16 fundamental truths of the Assemblies of God and explain to him that he's dead, going to hell, or the doctrine of soteriology, which is salvation, or the doctrine of the end times. I gave him the greatest doctrine of all. Ramon! I love you. Come on! I'm sorry, get me excited over there. There goes my throat. Anyway, love never fails. Hallelujah. Love never fails. Tell your neighbor, keep shining with God's love. Amen. Second acronym, you ready? So we got L. And what is the I for? Someone say, inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, I think of, you know, so many realities and what really happens. We understand, and it's not a church a cliche, born again. People think it's a church cliche. That is a reality of a divine, one of the most divine truths that Jesus has ever spoken. Amen? Ye must be born again. Or the Gospel of John. And so you got to understand something. That word born again, what the heck does it mean? Because even the Sadducees, can we go back into our mother's womb and be born? He said, no, man, you got to be born by the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody, amen? And so, I don't know about you, I remember the second I was born again. The second I was born again. And just to cut to the truth, I went through Teen Challenge, and I can't tell you too much. Actually, I was with him the night before. And he was teaching me how to do a drug that we shouldn't be doing. Well, it eventually got me saved the next morning. And I was out of my life, gone, homeless for years and messed up, nothing. I was gone, and they brought me to this program called Teen Challenge. I was 26. And what is Teen Challenge? The name just stuck. But it's a program that David Wilkerson started in 1958 when gang members became drug addicts. They opened up a house and they just laid hand. They prayed, didn't have medication. They had one remedy, and that's the power of the influence, of the inspiration of Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I remember waking up. Man, I was still whacked out of my mind. I had no clue why I was here. I got there 1 a.m. And man, all they did was they started getting full. You know, I just followed them. They had this little chapel and they had chairs. And all these guys went into chairs. And they just, I mean, these are dope fiends. I'm telling you. I mean, they were crazy dope fiends. I mean, it was, and I was one of them. And I just knelt down and I'm just listening. I'm messed up. And I heard them crying out to God. And something came over me. You know what it was? Be real. Be truthful. They are. There's something going on in here. I remember the gospel of my mother, my father. And for the first time in my life, when I knelt down, I began to genuinely repent. Now, I used to repent when I was in the back of police cars. Anybody did that? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. I'd be in there, like all of a sudden, you know, the back of a police car. If you know what I'm talking about, especially if you're a criminal and crazy dude like I was. Well, that became a sanctuary orphan for these us guys. And we would be in the back of the car. First, you do this when you get in the back of the police car. You hit your head on the window 3 times. And say, I can't believe I did it again. You ever see that? That's a normal practice for us crazy nuts. And then all of a sudden, you get like Billy Graham. T.D. Jakes. I was like Billy Graham. Father, name of Jesus, promise you, you get me out of this mess, I won't ever sin again. Man, as soon as I'm out of the precinct, I'm back into Harlem, I'm back in the Lower East Side, going crazy. But this morning, it wasn't about a dope fiend confession. It wasn't about a manipulating situation to get out of a police car. That morning, I genuinely asked Christ, and I genuinely, for the first time, come on somebody, I live next to St. Agnes. My house is connected to St. Agnes. I'm not exaggerating. My garage door is facing the door to St. Agnes. I would go in there and hustle and once in a while pray. And I'd go up and say my Our Fathers and Hail Marys. But I never really repented. On that morning, I said, Jesus, I am nothing but a sinner. Please save me. Please redeem me. Do what you want. I'm yours. I stood up. I was born again. Woo! Come on, somebody. Amen? Anyway, where were we? So the inspiration of the Holy Ghost came in me. What is that? Watch this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. You know it. It says that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And then watch this. Here God is, man is formed. Man's formed, but it ain't good enough. Let me go back to the vision of Ezekiel. Do you remember the Ezekiel vision? The valley of dry bones? And then Ezekiel, son of man, said, you know, God said to the son of man, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And then he said they raised them up. The rattlings came. The bones came alive. Sinews, which are the nerves and ligaments, came alive and organs. Then skin came on. And then all of a sudden they were raised. And it says, but they were just men. They were just flesh. And then it says to the son of man, we're going to pray for the four corners of the earth. And we're going to breathe life in the four corners of the earth. And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit came in. And those valley of dry bones became an exceeding great army because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's what happens when God gets a hold of your life. So Genesis chapter 7, God in the very beginning, he makes man. And then what happens? Listen to the word. This is the word. He says, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Hallelujah. That's what God does. Amen. Glory to God. Someone say the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I don't have time. We'll talk about the baptism another time, but you just figure that out. All right, so, and we also know what the Word of God says. It's inspired by God, right? It says in all Scripture is given by inspiration. So when you get this Word and you read it, it inspires and transforms your life. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by what? The Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're thankful, amen? I'll touch just a little bit because I can't help it. Because there's three baptisms that I consider. They're in the Bible. I label them baptism. And Jesus kind of does too. We know the baptism of water. Amen? What's that? Testimony of your salvation, right? And then we know the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? That's when the Holy Ghost comes in you. You're saved. And then there's another experience of the power of the Holy Ghost that fills you. And I call it, when you get that, it's called the baptism of fire. Come on, somebody! Somebody say fire! Fire! I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, man, that fire comes out. I love what they say in Dominican Republic. Fuego! Someone say fuego! Fuego! Stop yelling. Let me get to the next one. I'm sorry. I'm all excited because of what happened yesterday. Gee, someone say goodness of God that gratifies everything. Check that out. I'm going to share with you something that's so cool. I did this study, this Bible study. I'll do it here. On the blessed attitudes and the fruits of the Spirit. And it really blew me away. You know, Pastor, you're serving the Lord close to 50 years. Pastor, not you, Pastor. You're 20 years younger, so you're probably 30 years younger than him. Kidding. Isn't it real that you learned something from this book, like, continually? Like what? I can't believe it. And probably what I'm going to share isn't like a huge revelation, but it is for me. It helped me. I would just pass it on you. Because you know, when we talk about the goodness of God, you know, how many of you say, God's good? Say, God is good. What are you supposed to say after that? Let's do it again. God is good. That's right. And all the time? We haven't heard that in a while. But listen, the goodness of God that gratifies. Say gratify. Can you say that when you gratify? Let me tell you why. This flesh, it just wants stuff. It just wants to be satisfied. You know that, amen? But the goodness of God satisfies and gratifies. You know, and it's so awesome, because watch this. Now, I want to focus, you know, really with just an understanding on something that's so powerful. Because it says this, that Jesus was in the city preaching and doing good, and miracles were happening. Someone say, doing good. And I couldn't believe it. When I saw that, and I did a teaching on it, doing good is a divine fruit of the Spirit that produces divine miracles. We did good yesterday. Are you hearing me? And what was produced? And we have families here today. God bless you. You missed. I introduced your family, but mom wasn't in the house. What's your name? God bless you. Come on, mom. You're putting the kids in children's church. By the way, children's church is growing. We need help in there. My wife is in there, and Dominique. I got to get my wife out here with me, all right? Anyway, that's another thing. So watch this, because doing good, watch this, was a part of Jesus' ministry. Listen, that demonstrated, and he demonstrated, and he defined, you know, doing good. And then we also see something that Jesus connected with. Well done, my good and faithful service. You're right? Now, the words doing good are from the ancient word that describes a person that God blesses as a benefactor. Check this out. And who uses their resources, blessings, and provisions they possess to provide for people in need. All of you are benefactors. Pastor, we commend all of you to being benefactors yesterday, to blessing people's needs. That's what the church is all about. Come on, somebody. Now, Jesus didn't only perform supernatural works. He also used his resources to do good works in the natural realm, and that's what we're called to do. Now, watch this. This tells us that acting in goodness is a character of the nature of God. You know, it's in Acts chapter 10, 38, it says, watch this, right along with his supernatural healing power, doing good follows. And which tells us that doing good is as significant as supernatural miracle as healings. So we look at healings as a miracle. Remember the gifts, the miracles, the gift of miracles? You could slap doing good in there. You hear me? That's a miracle work when you're doing good. Glory to God. That's why I say to people, I don't judge a mission and ministry. I mean, certain ones you can, but especially when you're in the streets and you're dealing with the unsaved, I never judge about how many get saved. I just never do. I expect thousands. I expect millions to get saved. I expect that. But I'll tell you what my goal is, my heart is, to present the miraculous gospel of Jesus Christ and doing good. And let God give the increase. Come on, somebody. That's our job. But what fruit we had here today, amen? And so, verse 38 says this. Check it out. And you got to understand this in Acts chapter 10. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, someone say doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Did you see the connection? doing good and healings. Those are divine miracles. And the fruit of the Spirit, goodness, concludes this. When the Bible tells us that one of the fruits is goodness, God is letting us know that He wants us to be selfless using our resources He provides in our lives to use as a divine tool of blessings to help change people's lives. Come on, you're a benefactor. Keep blessing the world. Amen. Now you know that, just to sum this up real quick, let me get to H. But you know the key biblical verse, one of our key biblical verses in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, defines, who we are. We are His workmanship, created by Christ Jesus for good works. Someone say, that's good. Doesn't that bless you? Like that, I forgot about this. So busy, but I was studying last night and early this morning, and I so love it. You can literally turn to somebody and just tell them, I love you and Jesus loves you. That's a miracle. And we need to think that way. You never know how that changes me. It did to Ramon. Rock that boy's world. Amen. Hallelujah. The fourth is H. Now, come on. How many here know? Don't put it up yet. Oh, he did. I'm giving you a test. Someone say hope. I like this. Hope is the divine anchor of expectation. Amen. And so think about being the light. Being the light. So let me just quickly. The Greek word for hope is the word elpidizo, which depicts not only hope, but an expectation of good things to come. And so Webster's Dictionary of Hope is this: to cherish a desire of good, to trust with confident expectation of good, to look forward to as thing desired, to desire with expectation or with belief in a possibility or a prospect of obtaining something. Also, hope relates, psychologically, hope in the definition means a hope that produces good feeling and security in the mind and the emotions. So hope is the emotion state which promotes the belief in positive outcomes related to events and circumstances. That's pretty good definitions for a Webster, amen, and Wikipedia. But despair, is the opposite of hope. Am I right? How many here know the devil wants to steal your joy? And through depression and anxiety and despair, because we know people do crazy things when they're in despair. They hurt themselves and they don't have that. And it's like the devil takes it up. Let me just, again, I'm not Mr. Wikipedia, but in this one, because I'm going to give you a simple definition of hope that I feel biblical. And here's another one I found in Wikipedia. It says, hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. This sounds pretty biblical to me. Amen? Or feeling that something desired may happen. I like that. Here's my simple definition. It's not up there, I don't think. Hope is the expectation that God's going to come through. Hope is the expectation that God's going to come through. Corrie ten Boom, the story of the hiding place. A famous story, maybe some of the young folks don't. But she's a famous person. Who is she? She was raped and brutalized in a concentration camp by the Germans. She was Jewish. Her and her sister Elizabeth. They were both Jewish, non-believers. Going pain. They were in lice infected, bunk beds, and they were working in metal and rock concentration all day long. Women, their motive back in the day was to kill, work them to death. Literally, we hear that expression. That was their goal. And they would get back, and somebody shared a little Gideon Bible. And I don't know if it was a Gideon, but it was a small little Bible, and somebody snuck it in, and Elizabeth found it. And she heard people say about Jesus, she was Jewish. They were taught to be angry at that word. And Elizabeth read the word and got born again. And then she used to tell Corrie, that was Elizabeth, her sister, Corrie, you got to know Jesus. He loves you. And Corrie really wasn't there where Elizabeth was. And Corrie would say, look what we're going through, Elizabeth. Look what we're going through. And then Elizabeth would gather some of the girls at night and read the scriptures. And then Elizabeth is about to die from the torture. And she lays on Corey's lap. She looks into her sister's eyes. Say, Corrie, when you get out of here. Corey's like, what are you talking about? Corrie, you tell the world that no matter how deep the pit is, that Jesus is deeper still. And I love this because it's like my theme. And you tell them, the world, that no matter what happens, you tell them that the best is yet to come. Come on, somebody! That came from Elizabeth. So they're lining everybody up to kill everybody, and all of a sudden they're releasing some, and Corey's like 40 years old. She's old, so she's going to go that way to the gas or whatever. And they all of a sudden, by divine providence, call out, Corey Tin Boom, you can go. Tori was shocked. Doors opened up. Corey ran out of there and has preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and the hope of Christ through the world for the rest of her lives. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is so good. The last one is T. Now, don't put it up, Andy. What is it? Truth, right? It's simple. Go ahead. It's transformation. Transform sinners into saints. Come on. Isn't that good stuff? Stand with me. Come on. We want to pray. Ask God to touch us. I'll just share a few things with you as your standing worship team can come. You know, just think about that. You know, the revelation that day at Brooklyn Teen Challenge, I know exactly the time. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. It was November 4th, 1984. That time. Because I was so bad. My heart was so bad. I knew that a miracle happened. Christ came in. I was so dirty and filthy. I had everything I ever owned in my life at 26 years old. This is no exaggeration. No exaggeration. I was with Barry the night before. And I had no license, not a dollar. I could tell you, when I entered Brooklyn, and nothing underneath my pants or socks, just sneakers and dirty shirt. That was it. That was my life. That's who I was. And that moment, when I got off of the chair, something happened. The joy came in. And the peace came in. And right after chapel, we went outside in the backyard, and you do exercise. And I'm exercising, and I'm just going, this is crazy. I couldn't believe it. I knew something happened. And then all of a sudden, we get together to pray, and they go, someone smells. And I go, it's me. I knew what showers do. I change clothes. It wasn't that dumb. I said, it's me. It's me. I stink. But I had a smile on the outside. I mean, I know on the outside, but in the inside, this transforming power from a sinner to a saint. Now, I didn't know I was a saint yet, but if you're born again on the instant you are genuinely born again, you're a saint seated in heavenly places. You may not understand that, but that's what the Bible says. In other words, the day I'm born again, you're not more born. I don't care how long you've been, 50 years, Pastor, I'm 47, I'm catching up. 45, he's not more born again than me, and I ain't more born again than him. He's probably smarter than me, has more money than me, but he ain't more born again than me. Because the day you're born again and Christ comes in, you're a saint. You're no longer a sinner. You sin, but in God's, Jesus came in. And we were praying, and everybody walked in, and I just stayed outside. And I knew the two questions in life were answered. Who was I? That day, it was answered. I knew I was a child of God, created by God, in the image of God. I had this crazy revelation. And the second question was that I had a divine destiny. So do we. Come on, let's give God a glory. So, want to pray now. Let your light shine. Remember I told you Pastor Barry and I were in Walmart. I had such a physical rough. I was exhausted. There was just something. Oh, I had a cold, remember? I was just shoving down penicillin. I was cold, and he's nailing them, you know, talking to him. And I'm behind, and I'm seeing these. Oh, I got to tell you this. Check this out. Oh, well, glad the Holy Ghost told me that. So I didn't even tell you this. So I'm pushing the cart. We've got 4 or 6 bicycles. He's got bicycles. We're walking. And the kids were in there just playing, trying to jump on bicycles and just fooling around like we used to do back in the day. They're like 14, 15, 16. And he's taller. And then we stopped and we're moving. All right, let's go pay for the bikes. And we run into the kids again. And I shook off the sickness. And I just said, come here, fellas. And I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. And all of them accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. What am I saying? Listen, the subtitle of my message is Take the Shade Off. I had to take the shade off and share the gospel. Amen? And then I get a phone call. No, Dominique gets a phone call or something, email. I don't know what she got. And I was so really blessed in my heart 2 days later. It says, would you tell Pastor Jimmy that my son was one of those five kids and you prayed for him and he heard about you and he kind of knew you, but he was too embarrassed to tell you who he was. But when he went home, his life was changed and he was so blessed. Come on. So what am I saying? Just take the shade off and let the light shine. And let's touch people's lives. Hallelujah. How many of you want another power of the Holy Ghost so you can testify in a greater way to the world? Come on up. Anybody just jump up. I want to pray a blessing over you. Come on up. Just out of your seat. Let's get the fire of God in our hearts. You need a touch from God. You need a filling of the Holy Spirit. You're tired. You need strength. Come on. Let's pray for you. Come on up. Go ahead. You can sing that. Hallelujah. My Savior will never fail. Move up a little. Yes! My Savior
who will never fail. He will never fail. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard.
Behind you is a microphone. Let me have it. Helen, behind you is a microphone. Amen. Just worship a little more. Just a little more. Just a little more. Go ahead. Pastor Barrett, come on up. Sing it one more time. One more time. We'll hold you up, but just that song is so powerful. Carl, come here.
My Savior.
Tom. I brought Pastor Barry up, and I'm going to pray, because after I entered Teen Challenge November 4th, 1984, Miriam came in, and Miriam and I went through the program at Teen Challenge together. She wasn't a crazy drug addict lunatic as I was, but I was teaching her how to do that. She kind of was a rookie, but she still needed Jesus. But anyway, then I came back out of Teen Challenge. In fact, while I was in Bible college, I went down to projects playing basketball, and I was praying with, I played ball with Barry. And I didn't really know Barry went to Lutheran school, you know. I didn't really get that, you know. We were so crazy. And Barry was about, he was thinner than I was at that time, and I was about 185. You were about 165. We were playing one-on-one at the park. And I'm ministering to him. You know, I'm in Bible college, but I'm home to, you know. And I'm ministering. He's agreeing with me. I know Jim. I go, how do you know? Because I went to, so why didn't you tell us when we were going, you know, he's like getting mad at him, holding that, and he's whacked out, you know, still doing stuff. And then I get come back to start Teen Challenge. And we started Coffee House Outreach right here in Amityville at a VFW hall on a Friday night. And one of this other crazy kid went to a gas station across the street who knew Barry, who was at the outreach, and he saw Barry. He said, "Barry, Jimmy, you don't believe Jimmy's over here? Get out of here." He comes walking into the Coffee House outreach. We pray for him. And this is like 1990, but then he disappears. He's in jail. So I go to Nassau County Jail. And he was going to do some time, but we got him out. I said, "Barry, you want to give your heart to the Lord and really serve God with us?" He goes, "Yeah, Jim, let's do it." He gets out. And God saves his soul, comes through Teen Challenge, becomes one of our great directors of the program back in the day. Amen? What's my point? The light, the shine. And then he shined it all over this guy, Tommy, who went through our program. Tommy was such a big help. Amen? Let's thank the Lord for him. Went to Bible school and just a blessing. And then he shines a light on Carl. And Carl too has been training, and one of our leaders in our church, and he was doing hamburgers yesterday. Now Carl lives upstate, and his fiance, and Linda, you're awesome. Raise your hand, amen. And of course, you know all the fruit, you know, Camille and all that good stuff. But I say all that to say, let's let the light shine. So first things first, our hearts need to be right so we can get the shade off of our heart, which is sin, you know, and we all, now when you're in Christ born again, you are still a saint, amen? I mean, there's a sanctifying process. It doesn't mean you make a mistake, you're not, oh, I'm a sinner now, I'm no longer a saint. It doesn't work like that. I mean, there could be a time when you just reject God and there could be a separation, but don't get me wrong, but we got to become a saint, got to get Christ in there, you know, be born again. You know, so I'm going to lead all of us because we have guests here. I don't know everybody here. Let's say a prayer of salvation together. Would you, according to Romans chapter 10 and 1 John chapter 1? That's not me. It's from the Bible. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. With my mouth I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart God raised him from the dead. And on this day, I am, through the blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of sin and my repentant heart, a child of God. In Jesus' name. Come on, give him some glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray. Put a hand on his shoulder. You guys put a hand. Come on over here. Put a hand on his shoulder. Just all over. Put a hand on his shoulder. Let's pray. I want to just say a prayer over you. And what I want to pray over you is the light, the message that we just shared. And maybe you could put that up, Andy, the last five deals that we just shared on. But keep shining, take the lid off. And number one, love never fails. So, Lord, I pray for the love of Jesus that never fails. No matter what, God, we go through in life, love never fails. I pray for that love to fill our hearts and to drip all out of us and in us on every person we touch. I pray for the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Lord, speaking in tongues, prophesying, God, authority and power, I pray, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for the goodness of God. Yes. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the goodness of God. Let the goodness of God, the miraculous goodness of God, touch people's lives. We are benefactors of the goodness of God. Let us give, and let us give, and let us give and pray, God. Oh, for the hope of the expectation that you're going to come through. No matter how deep the pit is, Jesus, you're deeper still. And Lord, thank you for the transforming power that transforms our minds, transforms our bodies, transforms our lives, transforms our family, transforms our destiny. In Jesus' name, let's give Jesus a big shout. Hallelujah! So my last words to all of you, for what you did yesterday, and what you're going to do, well done, my good and faithful servants. Hallelujah. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, well done. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Yes.
Color.
Oh, I know.